is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we begin a new series, Laodicean Nation. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Cody Johnson with In the Garden, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
I stay in the garden with him, though the night be falling around me, but he bids me go through the voice chorus of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Today we're going to be discussing a very interesting topic. It comes out of the New Testament, out of the Bible, out of the book of Revelation. It's from the letters to the churches, or the church ages, so-called. This is Jesus Christ speaking, and he has a lot to say to you and me today. Well, if you don't think so, you listen up, because we're going to be looking at America, and you're going to see an America that perhaps is different than you think. Perhaps it's... Well, we'll evaluate America in light of the book of Revelation. Now, in the book of Revelation, of course, we find John, the apostle, on the island of Patmos, and he receives a visitor and a vision. Who is this visitor? Well, it's none other than our Lord and Savior. Verse 17 of chapter 1 says, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last." Oh, yes, he's the Alpha and Omega, friends. He's the first, and he's also the last. He's the Son of God, and he is God. Okay, well, I just added those little bits in myself. But you understand, if you've listened to this ministry any time at all. Now, Jesus said unto John, he said, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." Think of that. It's sort of a riddle, isn't it? He lives, but he was dead. "And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." Friends, what are the two things you are to fear most in the world? It's hell and death. Well, at least the devil thinks you're going to fear those things. That's what he's causing most of the world to fear. And believe me, at the time a person leaves this earth, their spirit leaves this body, they will be considering these two elements, hell and death. Now, some people won't worry about him at all. I'm not going to worry about him at all. I've already got it past me. I know I know where I'm going, but for the people of this earth, the greater number of inhabitants, they're worried about hell and death. And this person, Jesus Christ, is introducing himself as the one who has the keys of hell and death. If you're in hell, he can get you out. He can open it up. Or he can throw you in there. That's why Jesus told his disciples, "Fear not he who can kill the body, but fear him who can kill the body and throw you in hell." Well, now, then he begins to speak to these various churches. And the message to Laodicea concerns us today. I believe this is the church age we're involved in.
every one of these churches, you'll find America Today, and you know, the message to Philadelphia, the message to the church at Sardis, at Thyatira, and on. But the message to Laodicea is extremely important. If you want to know America, we're stuck in this Laodicean age. Now, I want to read what it says here. Here's what Jesus said to John. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. In other words, this is what Jesus says. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Now stop for a moment, friends. You say, well, I try to be a good Christian, but you know, and then you're going to give me a litany of things where you just really can't. The world comes in and, you know, you're tempted to sin and blah, blah, blah. And so finally you just become nothing but a pew sitter. Oh, I go to church on Sunday, but doesn't really matter to me. And you know, my friends, that most people go to church and then they do whatever in hell they want during the week. But they're there on Sunday or Saturday or whenever. They're lukewarm. They're not hot for God. They're not on fire for Christ and his doctrine. They're neither cold nor hot. Well, now, let's not get so worried about the New World Order. Let's not worry about what Jesus said in the book of Revelation or in the book of Daniel. You know, prophecy has a lot of interpretations. Let's not even talk about it. Let's not talk about the Jews. We can make them mad. We can offend the homosexuals. Let's just keep that quiet. That's not for us. Let's not talk about sin and shacking up and all those things. Let's just everybody get along. Hey, folks, these people are not hot nor cold. They're lukewarm. They appear to be Christian, but they're caught in some kind of a psychological cognitive dissonance. They're double-minded is what they are. Double-minded. They want to be politically correct, don't they? And God says, I don't like that. I would prefer you to be cold or hot. You think, well, I'm a good Christian. I go to church on Sunday and I give a donation periodically and, you know, yeah, I'm a good person. No, you're not good at all. You're evil. You're worse than the it would be better for you to be cold. Just be cold. Come on. If you're going to go to church and play around, don't go to church. You're bringing destiny, a bad destiny on yourself. Don't you realize that? It's better not to go. It's better to stay home. If you're cold, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be lukewarm. God wants you to be hot or cold. He'd prefer you to be hot. But if not, at least be cold. Now, I know you say, well, it's better to be lukewarm, isn't it? Well, no, it's not. And if you are lukewarm, he will spew you out of his mouth. Joel Osteen from Houston, was interviewed recently. What do you think about homosexual marriages? Well, you know, I don't like to go there. I don't believe in them, but you know, I don't want to bring that into my church. People know I talk about other things, about the good life, about how God wants to bless us and prosper us. I don't really want, you know, that divides people. And you know, he's lukewarm. Well, yeah, I believe in, you know, man should marry a woman, but I don't want to make anybody offended. I don't want to get anybody mad. Let's talk about prosperity and feel good stuff, okay? I'm making millions of dollars from my books on those subjects. That's what everybody wants to hear. I mean, it's only those little old bitty fundamentalist churches that talk about those kinds of things. They haven't got any audience. I've got a giant audience. Then there's Rick Warren, Saddleback Community Church in California. He's got a gigantic audience. He's written The Purpose-Driven Church and all that. He was asking about it, and he says, you know, I'm not sure about homosexuality. I'm not sure about that. But, you know, I don't want to divide people, so I'm just not going to preach that either. I'm not sure. And then the Pope, they asked the Pope. He's head of the largest Christian church, the Roman Catholic Church. They ask him about homosexuality, and he says, well, who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? Hey, you don't need to judge anything. You need to tell people what God judges. You're to tell people what the Bible says, you idiot. Did you call him an idiot, the Pope? Yes, I call him an idiot. I mean, that's asinine. What do you mean? Who am I to judge? Every Christian should judge. God has given you the Holy Spirit so you can judge. If you don't judge, you're a lukewarm idiot. Well, the Pope recently brought in one of the leaders of the Palestinians in to pray for peace, a Muslim. He brought him into the Vatican, right into the Church of St. Peter, so-called. St. Peter's Cathedral there, this gigantic, monstrous church. But he also brought in the one of the leaders of Israel, of Judaism. And he came in and he prayed. And all three of them prayed, the Muslim, the Jew, and the Christian. Hey, there we have the beginnings of the world church, don't we? They all come together to pray together. The devil's people. What are they? They're lukewarm. If I were a good Muslim, I wouldn't go preach with a Jew. I wouldn't pray with a Jew. I would have nothing to do with the Pope if I were a good Muslim. But there's no such thing as a good Muslim, of course. If I was a good Jew, I wouldn't stick around. I wouldn't go to the Vatican and pray with Christians and Muslims. But there's no such thing as a good Jew. Now listen to this, verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? Look at America. We're the richest country in the world, aren't we? Hey, we pay out billions around the world. We're in 150 countries, our military forces. We're conducting several wars at once. And, you know, everybody's frightened of us and our military and our diplomatic power. We're the oil giant of the world. Just took 3 or 4 years of effort and bingo. We're the number one oil, you know, country of the world. Oil, that brings wealth. But we're also number one in high tech, aren't we, with Apple and Facebook and Google and so forth. But as we grow richer and richer and have need of nothing, our evil grows exponentially within our nation. And God gives us a warning, is because you say, I'm rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Hey, you think you've got all the nice clothes and the cars and the high-tech equipment and the stereos and all that, and a new video game comes in, and you go down and wait 3 blocks long line, waiting in line to get your new video game, and you listen to the newest rock album or the rap album or whatever, and you love it when they talk about, you know, the most sexually disgusting, loathing things. But you love it, don't you? And you see all these, you know, low-rated movies about, well, I could go on and on. You know what I'm talking about. But you say, what else do I need? You know, young women giving their bodies to boys and taking pictures of their breasts and sending them on the phone. And they think, well, I'll take a picture of my breasts showing I'm sexy. I'll take a selfie picture, I think they call those things, send it to my boyfriend. How long is he going to be your boyfriend? A week, a month, 6 months? And then the picture is going to be everywhere on the internet. Forever and ever, it doesn't leave. And 10 or 15 years from now, you get married, you have a nice family. And by the way, your husband gets that picture. Somebody say, hey, I was just sort of scouting the internet, Jack, and I saw a picture of your wife. Ha, ha, ha. man, she's half naked. She's pretty cute. She's pretty sexy. She's pretty wild. She's a vixen. She's a slut. She's a whore. Well, I didn't know my picture was going to be flooded all over the internet. How was I to know that? How were you not to know it, young lady? Of course. Well, my boyfriend seemed like a nice guy. He wasn't hot for God, but he wasn't cold either. He and I even went to church together. Verse 18 says, I counseled thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. Buy from me gold tried in the fire, so you can be rich. In other words, rich spiritual. This is spiritually, this is spiritual gold. This is gold from God. But he doesn't give you a Mercedes or a Lamborghini or Bentley or whatever cars at the top of the line right now. He doesn't give you some fancy apartment or home. All these material goods. He says, and buy of me white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Hey, you think you got good eyes? You go see all the movies, and you keep up with everything, and you see the young men and their sexy apparel, and the women. Hey, your eyes need eye salve, so you can see the things that matter. Because, friends, I don't know how long you've got on this earth, and you don't either. You could have 20 years, 30 years, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and then you're gone forever, one place or another. Jesus says in verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Have you ever been rebuked and chastened by God? You say, well, no, God's never rebuked and chastened me. Well, that's because he doesn't love you. That's because he doesn't care for you. He's neglecting you. You don't love him, he doesn't love you back. You're neither hot nor cold. What? He's going to spew you out of his mouth.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.